Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribe, and follow the podcast. Chris, the YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. How you get involved, and you can watch the best of WIP. The Tanner McKee was on the Players Lounge last night, the opening to yesterday's midday show, also on our YouTube page. And as I mentioned yesterday, I have an email newsletter now, so check that out. Just shoot me a message if you want a direct link to it. I tweet it out, Instagram it out on a daily basis, joe-giglio-sports.bhiv.com is the website, Joe Giglio Sports email newsletter. And every single day in your inbox, if you subscribe for free, you get the best of this podcast, the best of the show, my thoughts on what's going on, what a daily take as well. So hop on there and subscribe. So today I want to dive into the different paths this postseason could take for the Eagles and really what's the most ideal path to hoisting a Lombardi and having a parade here in Philadelphia, and then what would be the most challenging path. And I think we know off the jump, the Eagles did not get the easiest road as the postseason starts. They are a 14-win team without a bye. That's, I would say, going to be pretty rare moving forward. You know, how many teams per year win 15, 14, you know, win let's just say 14 or more games. You know, this year it seemed to be a heavier amount with the Chiefs and with the Vikings and with the Lions and the Eagles. There's obviously only one bye in each conference. So the Eagles happen to win 14 games, which is a franchise record, in a year where the second place team in the NFC North won 14 games and the first place team in that division won 15. So out of luck on the bye, even though they won an incredible amount of games. So there's a little bit of just poor timing, just bad luck. You know, if I go through the next 20 years in the NFL and I pick out all the 14-win teams, I'm going to guess 90% will have a bye. That will be the best record in the league that year. You'll get the bye at 14-3. And this year, it didn't work out that way. And a couple years ago, it did work out for the Eagles as they got to 14-3 and had a bye as the number one overall seed. And then that helped springboard them to a Super Bowl. The other thing that happened a couple years ago that is different than now, at least we think, we'll see how things go, and we'll see the health of quarterbacks around the NFC over the next few weeks. But the other thing that really jumped out a couple years ago was the Eagles had the advantage of not just the bye and home field and the best record, but they got to face a 9-win New York Giants team in the second round, who they had trounced both times they played them during the season, and a quarterback at Daniel Jones, who at best was average during his best days, and that was a backup on the Vikings. And then in the title game, while they placed a very formidable opponent in the San Francisco 49ers, Brock Purdy was knocked into that game early, and it changed everything. And by then, because of the other injuries on that Niners team, including Trey Lance, including Jimmy Garoppolo, who was the starter for a period of their run during the season, they were down in their fourth-string quarterback. Purdy, of course, was their third-stringer to start that year. They were down in their fourth-string quarterback in Josh Johnson and really gave them no chance to go win that football game. So this is different because the road looks tougher and it starts in the first round. Look, I since yesterday and diving into the Packers a little bit, I'm sensing there's some uncertainty they have in their own locker room. There's some weird vibes coming out of Green Bay. The coach made a blunder on Sunday, maybe multiple blunders by playing his players to get Christian Watson hurt. And then the way the team is talking, the late game decision with the field goal, it's a lot of weird vibes coming out of Green Bay. I wouldn't be surprised if they come in here and are not as ready to go as they need to be. And it could be a big Eagle spot on Sunday, but we'll get to predictions later in the week. But just based on their resume, an 11-win 7 seed, that's a tough draw, right? That's you'd expect the 7 seed to be a little lesser than the Green Bay Packers on resume. Green Bay has one of the best resumes for a final seed really in NFL history. It's one of the 40 best point differentials of the 200 plus wildcard teams since 1970. I mean, it's a very high end wildcard team in terms of resume. We'll see what their psyche is and where they're at right now. But resume wise, the Green Bay Packers are good. And they also come from a tremendous division where they went 1-5, but you know, four of those losses to the Packers and the Lions. So it's an interesting team. Let's map it out. We know it's the Packers round one. We know that's the first matchup. So what would be the most ideal route for the Eagles to get to the Super Bowl? The way I look at it is the most ideal route, and I know this might sound a little counterintuitive because of what we've seen in the recent past, but Sunday night, let's play this out. Say the Eagles win the game, kickoffs at 4:30 on Sunday, and they win the game, 27-20 over the Green Bay Packers, and they are into the divisional round next week in Philadelphia. Well, when I turn on the TV at 8 o'clock, or I flip over to NBC for the Sunday night game at 8 o'clock after I'm done taking my notes and watch the Eagles game, I'm going to be rooting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because I believe that gives the Eagles the best shot to go in and make something big of this postseason. Let me tell you why. So, number one, Tampa, very explosive on offense. Baker's had a great year. Cohen might become a head coach very soon, their offensive coordinator. And we know the Bucs are dangerous. We know they can play with anyone. We know last year they beat the Eagles, and they were game in Detroit in the second round. So I'm not trying to, push aside the Bucs and say they're nothing. They're not nothing. They're a 10-win football team who beat the Eagles in the postseason and beat them in week four. They're good. But I don't think they're as good as the other teams in the NFC, the Eagles could have to take on in the second round. I do think it'd be different getting the Bucs outside in the cold. A lot of these matchups in recent years have been down there in Tampa. I know you're probably thinking, if you're old enough to remember, like, yeah, everyone thought this in 02. And I don't think it's quite like that. I just think it would take away a little bit of their explosion, taking them in the cold. Baker's done a lot of his damage against the Eagles down there in Tampa, not so much here in Philadelphia, because he just hasn't had the opportunity to do that. And I think getting the Bucs on the road could change a little bit there. Plus, this Eagles defense is way different now than it was early in the season. I think it's interesting there to start the postseason against the Packers, team they struggle with defensively early, week one in Brazil. And they could next week take on Tampa Bay. And that was a team they struggled with in week four before they made all their changes. The Eagles have been so good, the best defense in the NFL since the bye, since week five, since week six in the NFL. So I want Tampa here in round two. I think that would set up the best path. And let's also play out what that does. If Tampa comes here in round two, that would put the winner of Monday night's Vikings-Rams game, and I think both of those teams at their best have a higher ceiling than Tampa Bay. Certainly Minnesota. Minnesota won 14 games and walked into that on that field, Ford Field, Sunday night. What a chance to be the one seed. So I think both Minnesota and the Rams have higher ceilings, they have better coaches, and they have more of a chance to give the Eagles real trouble in a second-round game than the Bucs. So it pushes the tougher opponent towards the other side of the bracket. It pushes them towards the Lions. It also makes it, if we just play it out by wins and losses this year and record and all that, the two best teams in the NFC field outside the Eagles are the Vikings and the Rams. If the Bucs win and the Vikings win, that could mean the Eagles will not have to go through both the Vikings and the Lions to get this Super Bowl, because they'll play each other and they'll beat each other up, and the Eagles will get the winner in the NFC Championship game. It also opens up the possibility, and I don't think it will happen, but I think it's a possibility, of the Vikings or the Rams going to Detroit and picking them off in the divisional round. And if they picked them off, well, that would mean they'd come to Philadelphia for the NFC Championship game. It would set up a home NFC title game. So I think that's the ideal path for me, would be Bucks in round two, and then, you know, the Vikings or the Rams to pick off the Lions in the divisional round. And let's use the Vikings as an example. They just lost the Lions a couple nights ago, but they played them tough in Minnesota in October. It wouldn't shock. It'd be a little surprising, but I don't think it'd be shocking if the Vikings went to Detroit in the second round and beat them. They play a third time. It's a coin flip game, and Kevin O'Connell, you know, really has his way, and you know he wins the chess match this time against Aaron Glenn, and you know they convert in the red zone and all that, and the Vikings upset the Lions. Well, then the Vikings have to come here. So if that's the case, if the Eagles could beat the Bucs in round two, and the Vikings can take care of the Lions, moving the NFC Championship game here to Philadelphia with the Vikings as the 5 seed, the Eagles as the 2. It would also be Minnesota's fourth straight road game. Road game to end the regular season in Detroit. Road game in Los Angeles to start the postseason. Road game in Detroit in the scenario, in the divisional round. And then the fourth straight road game here in Philadelphia in the NFC title game. That's brutal. They had a stretch earlier this season, Minnesota. I always think a team on their third straight road game is a – I'm going to bet against that team almost every time against the spread because it's tough. And earlier this season, Minnesota had one of those. I faded them, and it was a success. We hit it on the podcast here. That was the game they won in overtime in Chicago. Barely. They won. They did not cover because I think they just – that was a lot to expect third straight road game. So this would be even more than that. It'd be their fourth straight road game. That's the perfect path in the NFC. And then if we're playing it out for the Super Bowl, well, is there much difference, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens? Is there one that's way more advantageous? Probably not. Three great quarterbacks, three future Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you know, good coaches, experience, obviously, with the Chiefs there. I think the ideal situation would be an upstart. Let's say the Chargers make it all the way there, and they're the Cinderella this year, and they upset the Chiefs, and then they go to Buffalo or they go to Baltimore for the title game, and they have a special run to the Super Bowl, like, you know, the 96 Steelers or something, or the 07 Giants, one of those kind of teams that gets all the way as a wild card, or the 2010 Packers. That would be the ideal. Bucks, Vikings, Chargers, if I can map it out in, and I mean, you could say Steelers or something, but I'm being a little more realistic. The Steelers aren't going to the Super Bowl, neither the Texans. I think the Chargers, of the wild card, of the underdog AFC team, has the best chance to go make some noise. So ideal path for me would be the Bucks, Vikings, Chargers after the Packers. Now, the opposite would be, what's the hardest path? What is the path of the most resistance? The path that, boy, if they have to go through this, it'd be a lot. And the way I'd map that is very simple. It's going through the best division the NFL has seen in a decade, and then having to go through a dynasty again. So the hardest path I see is Packers round one, which they got. It would then involve the Commanders upsetting the Bucs, which I think they're going to, and they get to go to Detroit. Detroit gets to take on the rookie quarterback off his first postseason win. They're going to be high as a kite, and it's a natural come down against a team on a bye. That's probably a tough spot for the Commanders in round two. The Vikings come here in round two, so the Eagles have to go through the Packers, then a 14-win Viking team, and then the Lions take care of the Commanders, and the Eagles would have to go to Detroit and that raucous crowd in the NFC Championship game. You look at the numbers and what the Lions and the Packers and the Vikings have done to teams outside the North this year, it's been remarkable. If the Eagles go through that, the best division in football this season, and that is their path to the Super Bowl, it'd be one of the greatest runs of all time. I mean, think about it. 11 wins for the Packers, 14 wins for the Vikings, that's 25, 15 wins for the Lions. That would be having to go through teams that won 40 football games, you know, over 13 per team on average to get to the Super Bowl. One of the greatest runs of all time in terms of challenges. And then in the Super Bowl, the challenge, of course, would be if it's the Chiefs waiting there, a team with back-to-back Super Bowl champions, including one over the Eagles, under their belt and going for a three-peat. If the Eagles pulled that off, if it was Packers, Vikings, Lions, the Lions game on the road, and then beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, it would be remarkable. It'd be one of the great runs in the history of the postseason. In fact, I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. If I had to guess right now, you know, the Chiefs won. I believe they finished at 14 because they, you know, they just took the last week of the season off. It was either 14 or 15 total wins for the Kansas City Chiefs. What did they finish at? The Chiefs finished at 15-2. They were 15-1 entering the game. So that would mean the Eagles' four playoff wins, if they go through the hardest path that I see, which is Packers, Vikings, Lions, Chiefs, that would mean knocking off four teams with a combined 55 wins. And the last of those two would be a road game in Detroit and a neutral site in the Super Bowl. That would be the hardest, the easiest, the path of least resistance. The one I'm rooting for is the Bucks at home, the Vikings at home after they beat the Lions, and, of course, an upstart like the Chargers in the Super Bowl. Those are the best and worst paths I could see. Hardest, easiest for the postseason for the Philadelphia Eagles. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast or YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. Send me a message if you want the link to the email newsletter. Will be in your inbox every day. Links, it's totally free, and you keep up with the podcast and the midday show on WIP. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk soon. Huge week here in Philadelphia, right here on WIP Daily.